the book is not about the concept of liberty, as I understand it. And I think conceptual discussion is misguided. Of the book, it's about the spirit of liberty. And so what interests me is the spirit of the book. And the book, I think, is written by a free spirit. And that's why I like it so much. That's why I read it twice. And I think that's what's exemplary about it. And that's what's missing, drastically missing, in the world that some of us in legal academia live in now. So I just want to say a few words about three things: the temperament behind the book, the genre of the book, and the style of the book. As Charles and I have known each other for quite some time now, and I've told him before, there's a good Charles and a bad Charles. This book was written by the bad Charles, and that's why it's a good book. The good Charles, or the good person, I don't want to keep, is someone who's well-behaved, who's sound, who keeps their contributions to conversations within appropriate bounds, who's cooperative, who tries to be coherent. And most writing, little academic writing by people who are good, is bad. Desperately bad. To be bad, the bad Charles is the oppositional Charles, the obnoxious Charles, the irritating Charles, the person who rubs you the wrong way, okay? So he starts his book out with the three challenges, the choice of those three examples. I thought, when I read those, that's what gripped me. I read, this is the Charles I like to read, not the one that believes in law as a, whatever it is you said it was in that Texas, incredible Texas article, some reason unfolding itself or something like that. This is the conflictual Charles, the Charles who talks about Pol Pot at the drop of a hat. So that's number one, the temperament. Means that it's an interesting writing, unlike most writing about law. Secondly, the genre. What struck me here is, and Charles says this at the beginning and then more elaborately at the end, he's not trying to demonstrate anything. He's not trying to prove anything. As you put it more extremely, you're not trying to force anything on us. And you quote Bob Nozick on this point. He's not, God knows, presenting data and data points like so many of these people who pretend to be lawyers in academia now. He's not claiming philosophically that there's a correct interpretation of anything, that there are even entailments of anything. No, he slips at a couple of points. He says there is a fact of the matter about some moral thing. That's the good, i.e. bad, Charles at work. That is evidence of the blight that I think is destroying legal writing now by compared with the legal writing of 50 years ago. But the main 99% of the book is not that. 99% of the book is the opposite. It's open texture. It's constantly moving. It's provocative. It's suggestive. There's no closure. No closure meant, no closure taken in the rest of the book. So this discussion we had earlier about, which is just basically a closure discussion, what's your concept, what's your policy, that's the dead type of discussion. That's not what Charles is doing in the book. The earlier discussion, in my view, was irrelevant to the book, therefore. This is a work that is far more open than I think some of you are giving it credit for in genre. Finally, style. Many of us in the room, but not obviously everybody, read some legal academic writing. It is, I think, we know in our hearts, a wasteland now. The boredom induced. And that's why it's read by almost nobody. Legal academic writing is read by almost no one, as we all know. But the boredom, if you actually read it, is just overwhelming. Partly because of its pomposity and the rest, but partly because of its pretense to impersonality, right? So what I love about this book is that it's personal. It's personal at every level. At some points it's explicitly personal. Charles refers to his family, for example, both his parents and his wife and his children. But it's also personal in all kinds of other ways. The style is pungent, it's humorous, and above all, it's light. At every moment, this book is light on its feet. You never have the feeling that you're dying when you read this book, the way you do with most legal academic writing. My pitch to you is that this book exemplifies the spirit of freedom that he's advocating. And that's why I think this is, as Elena said, your best work.